Pashut B'Shalach. Pashut Ve'eiram Boy and then Pashut B'Shalach. What's the avoida of Ve'eiram Boy and then B'Shalach? B'Shalach starts a whole new avoida that comes after Ve'eiram Boy. The avoida of Ve'eiram Boy is the Klal Yisrael sat back and they enjoyed all the Mordechai Giluyim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu rained down Makkas on the Mitzrim, and they enjoyed the Gevaltik Giluyim. They had unbelievable experiences, what they saw and what they felt, and it pushed the big experiences that they had. It schlepped them out of the Tumas Mitzrayim. In other words, Ribbono Shel Olam sends a person a super Hisoyrus in order, Pasha, that he can escape and climb out. He's so stuck inside. Ribbono Shel Olam sends a big, powerful Hisoyrus that takes the person out. And that's the Yisod of Pasha's Ve'eiram, Pasha's Boy. It's a Makkas. But beyond that, a person's got to know that a person can't live all his life with big Hisoyrus. Ribbono Shel Olam eventually takes the Hisoyrus away. Rav Tzadik says, Ribbono Shel Olam sees a Yid in a bad way, sends him a big Hisoyrus, helps him out, but then the Yid's got to be on his own. Because the Hisoyrus that comes milamala, that doesn't come from the avoid of a person, is that Hisoyrus has got no kiyum. The person's got to now work on his own. That's the new avoid that begins this week's parash and Pashas B'Shalach. The contrast between Ve'eiram Boy and then Pashas B'Shalach is B'Shalach, a person's left on his own. Ribbono Shel Olam says, I want you to take the unbelievable hasagas, the unbelievable nisim that you saw in Shemois and Ve'eira. I want you to take those nisim and I want you to live your life, a regular life without nisim v'niflois, taking those the impact that it had on you and living your regular life. And that's a very important, a lot of Bali Tshuvas, it's your dua, that they get a big inspiration, but then the problem is they've got to start learning to live without inspiration, without constant esoyeris. You can't jump from esoyeris to esoyeris. You've got to implement it in your life, and that's Vayi B'Shalach Paro Yisra'om. The pasuk begins Vayi B'Shalach Paro Yisra'om. Now those Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, we were thrown out of Mitzrayim, B'chipozen, it wasn't with Yeshiva Das. We saw these unbelievable things and we were out of Mitzrayim. So this week's parasha is a parasha of hadrocha, to be madrich somebody who's just had a big inspiration and he became frum, or even a frum person having a big inspiration. What to do with that inspiration and how not to go wrong. So personally, always thinks, you see this always, where people get a big Hisoyrus, so you see that they, you know, they feel very big and very good and very gishmak, and they don't realize that it's not them yet. It's got nothing to do with them, it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. So maybe the first thing they do is they feel that they can take on all the challenges of life that become very great overnight. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, and I'm like, no, I'm like, Kim Derechayas Klushtim, Kikorifu. And Tolzi Akhil Yosef, I think, says, Tamidim Hashon, that Kikorifu means he's just come, he's just become frum, he's just had this Hisoyrus. Kikorifu, it's still too close, and therefore Ribbono Shel Olam is scared. Peninochem bebirois haMelchama, when he starts with Mechemes Ayetza, the Tzvarim explained, he starts with Mechemes Ayetza, he'll drop the Yeshuva Mitzrayim, he'll go back to where he got from. The person has a full sense of self confidence after having a big inspiration, and therefore Vayasav Elakim, it's all Lenochem Elakim, Vayasav Elakim, Elakim is Gematria Hateva. The person's got to go down to normal life. Nisim have disappeared now, he's got to get down to normal life. Vayasav Elakim Esaom Derech Hamidbar. Midbar is an empty place. Midbar is a desolate place, nothing much going on in the Midbar, a boring place. And then Ribbono Shel Olam wants a person to be in that place and then to start building his life up again from the Bechina of a Midbar. And that's the nakuda. How does a person do that? That's the nakuda of the next possible. Yikach Moshe's Atzmas Yosef Imboi. Yosef Tzadik went down to Mitzrayim. He had big nisyonos in Mitzrayim. However, one thing Yosef Tzadik had, that was the Bechina Shavisi Hashem Lanegdi Somet. Shem Shamayim Shogar Bepiv. Every person's walking in the Midbar. He has no Isoiris. He has no anything. However, he has to know that whatever he does, he's always Bechina Shem Shamayim Shogar Bepiv. Shavisi Hashem Lanegdi Somet. That's the sod of Hashem Hoylech Lefneim Yoimom Bamud. Bamud on and Yoimom Belaila Bamud Aish. In other words, the person's always going to have Shvisi Hashem Lanekti Somet. The person's going to walk his regular life, even in the Midbar, and then a person can start all this over again. And where does it take him to? It takes him to even a bigger Giluim. It took him to Kriyas Yamsuf. This week's parasha, you also have Kriyas Yamsuf. But the Chiluk, the reason why Kriyas Yamsuf was much more of a greater Gilui than all the Esamakas, Kiyadua. They saw more than the Maisim Merkava in Kriyas Yamsuf, because it was an Avoida that came, there was Zerchet through their Avoida. So therefore, a person has to realize that even though he's in a Midbar, he doesn't feel inspired, his Hisoyrus is gone. But nevertheless, just Shivis Hashem and Negi Somet, follow the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem Hoylech Lefneim Yomom. Just follow the Ribbono Shel Olam, you see that will bring you to higher hasagas than you ever got before, and that's the bechina of Kriyas Yamsuf that's coming, and that's Me'ein, what the Sfas Emes says. that by Davar Shalom Moshe Lema Dava B'nei Yisrael V'yashuvu V'yachnu L'fnei P'yachiris. Now does the Baruch Shalom send them back again? Why is the Baruch Shalom send them back again? Since Fasema says that the Klai Yisrael now had to be poil their own Yitzis Mitzrayim. First Yitzis Mitzrayim, they were thrown out of Mitzrayim. They didn't have a prayer, they didn't have Bechira. It was all the Nisim, it was a wild period. All the Mitzrayim just said, get out. And now the Baruch Shalom says, I want you to go back and make your own Yitzis Mitzrayim. So all the Yitzis Mitzrayim that we remember, that we live in our lives, that one of the daily Zechiris, Levan Tiskas, Yom Tzitzchom, Eretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimechayachos, Yitzis Mitzrayim, that every Yid has to do in his own avoid. And that's the Bechina of Parshas B'Shalach. It's very different. It's Mamsh, a whole new transition from the Parshas of the Aaron boy. Without big miracles, and without big inspiration, without big Hisoiris, overtaking the Hisoiris, and trying to implement into the avoid of Bechol Derechecha De'eyu. And then a person is Muftach, they'll see a Kriyas Yamsuf, a person is Muftach, they'll have a Kabbalah Satoira, and he'll be Zoicha to even bigger Gilui. Thank you.